Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the fourth executive edition. I'm your host, Matthew Breaker. Today is Saturday, May 7th, 2022, and I am joined today by guys who podcasts you've probably heard mentioned if you listen to any other Pokemon Go podcasts, and it's for a good reason. I personally was hooked after listening to my first episode of theirs, and I'm confident that you all will be too. It's my pleasure to be sitting down with the creators of the Roundtable Chatot. Fellas, how are you doing?
Doing well today. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Doing real well.
Why don't you guys introduce yourself to the people?
Okay. My name's John, also known as Old Johnny One Ball. If you have questions about my name, you're going to have to listen to some past episodes. I am a co-host with JT. We are actually here together, so if you see either of us looking outside of the camera, we are looking at each other. But yeah, we're the hosts of the Roundtable Chat Tot.
Excellent. JT, how are you doing today?
I'm doing real well. I am JT, level 48 Valor Trainer in Ye Old Pokemon Go. Yeah, super excited to be here. Yeah.
Awesome. Glad to hear it, fellas. How was your week so far? I know that, JT, you did a double feature of the new Marvel movie going on.
It's good. First time around, but I liked it a little bit more the second time around. So
okay.
I'm pleased. Marvel hasn't let me down yet.
So. All right.
Nice. I just had a normal week, a couple of job interviews here and there just to see what's next in my life. My wife and I found a great new plant nursery in town that we hadn't been to, so we got to go explore that, and that's just what we've been doing today.
That's awesome to hear. Where are you guys located in the U.S.?
We're in the foothills of Denver, Colorado, so between the city of Denver and the mountains, okay. We are smack dab in the middle.
Got you.
We could also call that the Feet Hills.
He's trying to make it happen.
See, this is one thing that I really enjoyed about your podcast is like the camaraderie that you two have together. And it makes for just like a fantastic like learning experience because I feel like you two riff off of each other really well. I'm assuming it's safe to say that you two are friends, correct?
Yeah.
We're actually twins. People don't know that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I did hear this on the podcast.
I actually don't like him.
Yeah.
So.
if you're watching the video, you can tell.
Yeah. The resemblance is uncanny.
That's
sure.
Right.
It's just the facial hair.
It's just the facial hair. So I know listening to your podcast, and as Old Johnny One Ball mentioned, to get some of the backstory, I do recommend going back to their first podcast episode, episode zero. They do a really good job and really ruined like my normal approach to questions leading up to the podcast, because they answered everything that I originally had wrote down. So I would encourage to all the viewers and listeners out there, go to Roundtable Chat Tot. The link for their podcast will definitely be in the show notes, and start at episode zero. Just get a feel and just know that that's just episode zero. They are light years ahead of where they started out, and we'll get more in depth into that later on in the podcast. But I did want to take it back to your college days. It's my understanding that that is when you two met each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, we were a potluck situation. So I was transferring into Colorado Christian University. Okay. He was already there, and we just kind of ended up in the same apartment and stuck together ever since.
Got you. What was like the beginnings of your friendship like? Was Pokemon involved in that, or did the friendship just come about just because of your close proximity living together?
So to be 100% honest, Pokemon wasn't a part. I said a dad joke, and he was the only person in the room that laughed. And I was like, this guy.
Yeah. You're like, he gets it. He gets me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he would say some, and then I would say some, and they were the funniest things ever. So I was like, I gotta capitalize on this.
Yeah. Going into college, what were you guys studying, if you don't mind sharing?
No. So I started, I transferred around a few times, but ended on English. And then I got a degree in English, and I have a minor in education. So that kind of took me into teaching school kids, basically. Mm-hmm. I've been out of that for a while. But so I read a lot of books, wrote a lot of papers.
Yeah, definitely. JT, how about you?
Yeah, for me, I was undecided clear into my junior year, because I was like, there's so many options. So I'll just like wait until they tell me to, hey, go pick a major. So I ended up settling on psychology and fell in love with it and got a minor in human services.
Okay.
What am I thinking right now?
Nachos.
College did not do you well.
Yeah, I've
it's only the undergrad. Classes. It's not the master's in psychology yet, or the
You're
PhD.
Supposed to know what I'm thinking.
The psychology and psychicness.
It's the same.
So if Pokemon wasn't the catalyst for your friendship, it was definitely dad jokes. Those are very apparent on your podcast. and it's one of my favorite things about it is all the quips that you guys have together. Mm-hmm. And the banter. When did you first discover Pokemon was a mutual love of you from you two?
That's a good question.
I actually know the answer.
Oh, you do? Because I don't.
We had just gotten our new apartment in Park mm-hmm. Belmar. I still remember the address, weirdly enough. But it was the game Pokemon X and Y would just come out. And I was like, Charizard X, that's my boy. And you got Charizard Y. So we kind of like hardcore played. We had like 3 days off work each, and we just like binged through the game. It was so great.
Was that the 2DS?
Like, yeah.
The blue and the red 2DSs.
Yep.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was like, you like Pokemon too? Well, funny you should say that, because I know a guy that likes Pokemon as well. So I fell in love with it. Even more in love with it.
How many hours have you guys clocked in on those games?
Easily like 120.
I'd say at least 250. My mom will say at least 6 or 7 years. So somewhere in the middle of those.
So we go from the main series games. Are both of you day one players of Pokemon Go?
Day one.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah.
All right. And we know, JT, you are Team Valor. Woo woo. Johnny, what team do you rep?
I am also like a... Team Balor.
Oh, yes. Okay. when you looked like dejected, I was like, oh, no. Like, you know. The...
I did start out on instinct. Okay. Because I like the logo better.
Yeah.
And then after a while playing with him and everyone else we play with in the area, most of them being Valor, it was well worth it to switch over.
Got you. And,
yeah, I was just like, hey, John, you have an opportunity to be great. And he took it.
and Valor is all the better because you're with us. So
that's right.
You know, for sure. So on your podcast, one of the things that I thought was funny and did kind of hook me at first was JT, you had thrown down a Patreon challenge where if you get a certain amount of Patreon subscribers, you have a goal. Do you mind sharing with the people what that goal is?
Well, my embarrassment has kind of, it's kind of numbed me at this point. So I'm ready. So we decided if we get 15 Patreon subscribers, I will dig up my eighth grade Transformers fanfic, which is the origin of my name, Shadow Prime 34. So it's real rough. I didn't even name the villain. So he's just named Bad Guy. In it's awful. So yeah,
there's nobody that is a accomplished author in eighth grade, but I will commend you for the passion. That is how I got started in creative writing, was through fan fiction. Not through Transformers, nice, though, but it was through Avatar: The Last Airbender and Rurouni Kenshin, which is where my gamertag Sojiro comes from. So when I heard that on the podcast, I kind of figured that's where the Shadow Prime came from, and I was like, we can bond here, like totally can relate to this too. So you have a goal of 15 patrons. I'm certain you guys are gonna hit that if you haven't hit that already. But is there a second goal that you guys have that could possibly embarrass Johnny over here, seeing how you took the bullet the first time?
There needs to be. If there's not, there's going to be.
So we'll put this out for the first time. If I can find it, JT can read my college poetry live.
I'm in. Ooh, yes.
Okay. When you hit 15, Johnny, can you be the one to narrate JT's fanfic?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, because I heard...
If you haven't... yeah.
In your most recent podcast, episode 15, you had like a narration voice during part of it. And I was like, I need this voice during to go over this fanfiction. I think that would just be chef's kiss.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, so I'll bring out my origin story voice. For those that have listened to our show, we've got origin stories that we'll read.
Exactly.
And we'll bring that one out for the Transformers.
Well, I look forward to it, and I know that you guys are definitely gonna hit that goal soon. Do you have a secondary goal amount? Like, what's the next step for you?
I would say another 15 patrons, because we're still trying to figure out the Patreon piece of things. We wanted to make the Discord like open for everybody. It's free. Come in and post your accomplishments. But at the same time, we wanted to like make the Patreon subscribers like getting the most bang for their buck. Mm-hmm. Buck, not buck.
Their literal buck.
Yeah. Yeah, literal. Yeah, so we wanted to... so we put out like exclusive episodes on Patreon. Just us talking about everything.
We've done anime, Muppets. Our current bonus episode we have out is about just dad jokes, just trying to make each other laugh. And so that's where we are.
And I failed about, what, 4 minutes into the episode?
Pretty quickly into
it. Yeah, it's pretty good. So yeah, that's what we're currently at. So we've got a Marvel episode cooking soon.
Ooh, so, that's gonna be fun. And knowing that you have a bonus episode of just dad jokes, I know that my dollar is well worth
absolutely.
It. Yeah. So I want to dive in to your podcast because when I first heard of you guys, it was mentioned on the bonus episode, but before their last episode, Pokemon Go Radio mm-hmm. gave you guys a shout out. And from there, I, you know, went and searched for your podcast, found it, was hooked. But one thing that I thought was interesting is the round table is not just a title, it's actually like true, like in real life, you guys are sitting down at a table together, which mm-hmm. I think is really interesting just in this day and age of podcasting where like we're doing this virtually. You guys are back to the roots of like the old school. It's weird saying old school, and I'm using air quotes for people just listening, but where you did have to be in the same room, interviews were done face to face, and you can tell that you guys are in the same room talking to one another. I think it's just a very fascinating difference that your podcast has over the other Pokemon Go podcasts, where you just have that little bit of charisma added to it. So, yeah. That was a thing that caught my attention when I actually heard you say, you know, everyone's welcome at the table, and then you were talking. Yeah, I'm looking, you know, at JT right next to me, and I'm like, oh wait, literally like right next to each other there. Was the idea of recording at the same location always in the forefront of your mind, or had you guys tinkered with the idea of doing it like virtually?
I think we hadn't even thought about doing virtually. At the furthest, since we've been recording, we've only lived maybe 20 minutes away from each other. And now that he's actually moved closer, we are maybe 5 minutes on a bad traffic day from each other. So it was super easy for us to, you know, meet up after work, and just start recording. It was kind of the only frame of mind that we were in at the time.
Yeah, I would say we used to say, I'm 3 large footsteps away from his house.
He's very close. It's about 5 steps for me. I'm not quite as lanky as he is.
And then, what can you guys walk me through, like your thought process in even like coming up with a podcast? Like, it's coming up with a podcast never crossed like my mind, certainly. And it took, having the opportunity like presented, to help with the podcast for me to be like, oh, I can, you know, help with the podcast. But I admire people that have that drive in them that do start something from scratch. Can you guys walk me through sort of like your beginning stages of coming up with the ideas all the way up into like what it was like recording just like your first episode and hearing it on a podcast platform?
Yeah, most definitely. So this time last year, I hated podcasts. Nothing. I wanted nothing to do with them. I was like, I don't want to listen to two people talk. Like, no, that's not a thing. But there was some sort of event in Pokemon, and John was actually coming to pick me up because we were going to go to a park, and he was listening to Pokemon Go Radio. And I was like, this is genius. Like, they're talking about Pokemon. I know what they're talking about. I get it. This is awesome. So I immediately subscribed, and I was like, I want more. Like, after the episodes were done, like, I need more. So I found GoCast. And then from there, I found a BTW. I was like, this is great. I can get good at PvP. So I messaged a couple of friends, and I was like, what if we started a podcast? LOL. And they're like, no, you should do it. Like, that would be great. Like, I've heard you guys talk. It's just obnoxious enough where people will love it. And I was like, wait, huge. I have a business proposition for you. So we kind of got together. I had him come up with the name because he's like the namer of everything in the show. And I kind of got things squared away. And I was like, dude, we're in. Like, the roundtable chatbot is ours. Let's do it. So, and from there is a chef's kiss.
That's right.
So you made one reference really quick that I would like to have you guys have the opportunity to explain is the, I believe it's a mutual nickname that you two have for each other.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge. Yeah. Can you explain really quick for the listeners and viewers how that came about?
So we had a roommate in college, and you know, he was a vivacious, outgoing kind of guy, and he, you know, would walk in the door and, you know, oh, hey, you guys, hey, you. And it just kind of devolved, because both of our names start with J. It was, hey, you, J. Hey, you J's.
And we were like, which one of us?
Who are you talking to?
Which one of us J's?
And it just kind of devolved further and further into huge. And we've called each other that ever since.
I just had a really quick second dive into that. Yeah.
So good. The most recent episode that we just dropped is actually called, for the Airways event that's going on, Huge United Airlines. So perfect.
It was. It really was. It just the beginning of the episode. I can't tell if it was like annoyance or Johnny, like if you just like go along with like some of the things that just come out of JT's mouth, but like,
yeah, he actually had the intro planned. And as I sat there listening to it, just sort of a callback to, you know, some other things we've done, it just sort of came out. We're mostly unscripted except for a couple of things. Yeah. And so, you know, we just kind of ran with it, and there we have an intro.
Okay. So you mentioned that you're mostly unscripted. Do you mind kind of going into depth on your creation process then around the each episode?
Yeah, so we have a general guideline set. We also include different segments depending on what's going on that week. So we've got our board here. So we start with the intro. We do, you know, shout outs to our patrons, and you know, news, and then we just kind of read it from there. Mm-hmm. But then we get into you know, upcoming events. We'll do reviews of raids. We have, and then that's sort of where the section ends of you know, sort of perfect linear style. We go into peak of the week, which is, you know, an interaction we've had that we want to shout out. Usually trainer names that we find fun. Right now we're going through our favorite type list. So we're just going down a list that I found online of the types. And then we'll do a chef's kiss rating. So from 1 to 10, which, you know, 1 or 2 is like, yeah, it's good. But I can do it myself. Once you get past the 3, 4, 5, you got to borrow some friends because you don't have enough hands. And then we get into our PvP section, which has had a different name every week.
Yes.
We're just coming up with things that the section starts with the word PvP, and then we throw out some more P words that we can think of at the moment. So we'll go through that. That's usually JT's corner of the deal there. And then we just sort of go through whatever we think after that. We've got some challenges in our Discord that people are sending in. We are giving challenges out to the people. So, you know, catch certain things, do this many challenges, do this many things, and then they post it, and we get to brag about them. And we'll go, you know, our mail call, we'll do things like that. And then the Patreon reviews, and then sort of our big sign-off. And then, you know, we'll throw things in there like a live special trade. Or one time my mom called, and so we just have extra segments that we either think of.
It's her favorite podcast,
as we go.
Right? Like,
it is. It's every mom's favorite podcast.
Yeah.
And depending on like special episodes. For instance, it was John's birthday on April 2nd. Mm-hmm. So we did the we called it, I don't think we settled on a name.
See, we'll have to bring it back because his birthday is in just about a week. So we'll be bringing back some of that special stuff that we'll plan for him.
Yeah, so we did that. And then Who's That Pokemon? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, a lot of fun things. And then the challenge, the thing that we, RTC challenges, inspired by the BTW podcast.
That's right.
Oh, really?
So shout out to you guys. Yeah, so inspired by you guys, we wanted to do challenges that were just like, hey, everyone can do them. Not just PvP. Sometimes you got to catch things, too. So
right. And I know that on your last one, it was, you know, catch the original starters, and then you kind of had that curveball thrown in there, you know, where it was like, guys.
Everyone did it.
Hey, we all did
everywhere.
It.
So, yeah, I didn't even bother, like, posting, you know, like, yep, got them all, guys. You know, I didn't want to be that guy. But you had mentioned before your Discord is free to join. So we can probably have the link for that in our show notes for anybody that wants be enjoying, you know, another wonderful community. You're talking about, you know, the fun challenges that you have. You guys also have tournaments that you are going through. Are they custom metas? I know that you were talking about the, like, multiverse of madness or types of madness.
We're working on the name still.
Okay, got you.
Whatever name that you just come up with, it's canon.
Okay.
Because it's a multiverse.
Multi-types of madness. There we go.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I like that. That's better than what we've come up
with. I know, right? So our most recent one is based off the multiverse of madness because, number one, we're big Marvel fans. Mm-hmm. And then number two, just wanted to kind of throw something fun in there. So it's dark, ghost, fighting, psychic, normal, fire, flying, and the only ban is megas. So whatever you want. So it's I wanted to kind of create something unique, but also something that people can have fun that's not necessarily just like Great League.
Right.
So open Great League. So yeah.
Now, how would you guys describe like the Discord community that you are creating?
Yeah, so we want to have a lot of different things that you can do instead of, you know, just hey, this is what I caught, or, you know, things like that. We've got a section which is my favorite section. We call it Hundo Hunter after Hunter Hunter.
Yeah.
And so our Discord members, if they catch a hundo or a shadow functional hundo, so they're 13, 13, 13 above, post them in, and then we'll brag about you. We'll have a prize at the end of the year for whoever catches the most. So we've got some things like that. We also have, the frustration station where you can just air your grievances, glitches and bugs. So it's a little bit of everything, and we just wanted to make it a place where people feel welcome, first of all. It's a clean Discord. You know, we want to make sure that people of all ages can join if they want to, and just making sure that it's a fun place for everyone to be. And we're still growing, but we can see the impact that we're having and with people just enjoying, you know, talking with us digitally.
Yeah. And that was something that you just mentioned that I do want to emphasize is you guys are also a clean podcast as well, with the Pokemon Go podcasts that are out there. I know BTW, you know, is not an exception to that. We love our swears, you know, on the podcast, but I do think that does open up your listening platform, in a way that like BTW, or even PGR can't, where it is something that is truly, you know, clean for all ages. If there is any euphemism jokes, it goes over the heads of anybody that is young enough to be listening to the podcast and that won't understand what's being said. So I just wanted to make that plug for the listeners and viewers here, because I know that, like, when I have my niece and nephew over, like, I can't necessarily, you know, have like our episodes playing sometimes in the background, even though they want to, you know, be a part of like what Uncle Matt's doing. So, so shout outs to you guys for that. Another thing that I noticed and I was curious about is episode zero, your first episode released, and then one and two, there is a seismic shift in production quality just from like a sound standpoint. And then also listening to the episodes all the way through, you seem to have really found your rhythm, like riffing off each other and going through the flow of the episode. So I guess two questions combined into that one sort of statement. The first one is, how did you make that shift in the production value of the listening experience? And then the second one is, did you guys realize after a couple weeks that you have established sort of like a flow, whether it's conscious or subconscious? Do you guys feel that at all?
Yeah, so first off, I would like to apologize. In episode two, there is a very unfortunate ASMR section.
Oh, it's beautiful.
we'll leave that for the listeners to decide. But we shoulder exactly 50% of the work, and it just kind of happens. So some days I get like really busy at work, and John's like, "Oh, here are the show notes." And or it's just kind of like the 50%, which is super nice. So after show one was kind of going, he would send me the show notes, and then we kind of like figure out like where we needed to tweak, and that just kind of became our skeleton every week. So
yeah, as far as that first part with the quality change, our very first episode, we had gone to IHOP to, you know, sort of put together what our skeleton was going to be for the episodes and things like that. And I pulled out my iPad where I was taking notes, and I was like, dude, let's just record, like, let's see what it sounds like when we record on an iPad. And at the time, we thought it was awesome. And then we had gotten through our first episode, you know, as best we could. We were seated in my dining room table chairs that we had taken to the basement, and about a foot and a half tall table with an iPad. So it was facing us, but there was still only one side of it was the recording side. And so we were kind of leaning and moving and doing things like that to try to figure it out. And then we hadn't soundproofed anything. So if you see behind us, we've got some crates, some U-Haul blankets. You can see
U-Haul.
Utah. So you can see the blankets and things that we've put up in here for sound dampening. And we went from a really, really small room with just the two of us sort of shouting at an iPad with no sound dampening. And then immediately after we had posted and listened to it, I went to U-Haul and bought blankets, went and bought microphones and a pod track. And we have enjoyed the better quality ever since.
It's been nice.
Got you. Do you have anything that you guys would like to add or plug to the listeners and viewers out there about your podcast and your Discord that we may not have gone over?
Well, first off, I would say we're having a lot of fun with these the custom items that we are making. I love to see the ones that BTW comes up with, and I've kind of taken inspiration with that, and it's super fun to create them. Last month, one of our Patreon subscribers, shout out to Casa de Cupo, he actually came up with our tournament, and it's just kind of fun. Our bigger custom metas. Our bigger custom metas or actually have a cash prize. So it's just kind of like we set aside money for you. So there you go. So we wanted to, like we said, everyone has a seat at the table. So even if you don't like PvP, there's still things that you can do which is this guy. But even if you don't like PvP, there's still things you can do for like prizes. So it's like, oh, complete the 1985 challenge or the Fast and the Furious challenge. So there's lots of things that you can do, and it's open for everybody. So plug for the Hundo Hunter. If you win that, there is a prize for first, second, and third place. So.
And I don't even know what they are yet.
Only me and my wife know. So it's pretty cool. So I'm excited.
And that's a tag that I really do like hearing on your podcast right after your introductions. It's where everyone has a seat at the table. And it's nice to hear that your Discord's, you know, free for everybody. And like you said, everybody has a seat at the table. Everybody can participate. That's right. No matter what facet of this game that we all love and how they exactly play. So I know, Johnny, you said that you're not, you know, the battler, but I'm curious because wasn't there some shout casting on one of your episodes of a battle that you were doing?
My first foray into shout casting.
Yeah.
So we did it. I do fine in PvP. I mean, as far as that's actually a challenge I have for him personally, for him to try to beat my win streak. For whatever reason, during Love Cup, I ended up with a 37 win streak.
Oh my goodness!
I was determined to get my my rank 20 before Love Cup ended, and I did it.
Sure.
So I've just been coasting since, but. So if there's ever a time during any of our, whether it's an RTC meta or the self meta, if either one of us have a battle that's lined up and we can get it to happen past about 6:30 on a Tuesday, we will try to you know, narrate for each other as best we can the battles.
That's awesome. That's good to hear. So let's go ahead and move into the ending segment here. The game that I have called Two Truths and One Lie Pard. So fellas, you got your questions ready?
Ready.
Oh yeah.
All right. Johnny, would you like to take things or start things off?
Yeah. So I've got my three here.
Okay.
So and hopefully I pick things that not even JT knows about.
I was going to say that would be the challenge right there.
We'll see. So here are my three notes for myself.
Okay.
The first, I've gone by the name Curly. The second, the oldest Pokemon I have in Pokemon Go is Charmander from June 2017. The third, I have something in common with the fictional serial killer Dexter.
Oh my goodness.
That's these are good.
The last one is very ominous because it's like, what do you have in common with this?
Do we need
Dexter?
To have a talk?
Yeah.
My wife actually helped me come up with these because when I start thinking, the cogs just lose all balance. So she helped me out. And we were trying to find some things that maybe JT didn't even know about me.
Right. Okay, so we have so Curly. You go by the name Curly. Your second one was Charmander.
The oldest I have is Charmander.
June 17th. So that would have meant that you would have had to have transferred your starter, which I'm assuming was Charmander.
That's a good question. And then the last is that I have something in common with Dexter.
I'm going to say Charmander
is what?
Your lie.
Okay. All right. And what do you think?
I was going to agree. It was, I'm thinking Charmander.
That's correct.
Ooh,
that is the lie.
Let's go.
Nice.
The oldest Pokemon I have is a Charizard from June of 2017.
Charizard.
Got you.
So almost kind of not right. A little bit right.
It's those like half truths that you could like bake in. See, I was going through my questions and I was like, how can I just make these wrong, like completely? Because like, or just at least like have something that has no semblance of truth at all to something in my life. All right. So, all right, JT, do you want to go last or do you want to go next?
I can go next.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do this. All right, so hang on, let me pull up my notes.
Nope, that's the lie.
Yep, that's the lie right there. You don't have.
He got it. We're done.
Yep, we're done.
Okay, so I've run a race with the Olympic ice speed skater, Apollo Ohno. Number two, I have never been snowboarding, even though I live in Colorado. And number three, I worked at a movie theater, and I've sold a ticket to Carmelo Anthony.
I'm going to have you guess, because I know which one is true for sure.
Okay.
The other two I'm not so sure on.
Carmelo Anthony is the UFC fighter?
He's a basketball player.
Basketball player. Yeah. See, I don't do sports outside of the tennis. So, okay.
Dang, there's probably, gone with
there's
those.
Probably people listening that are like, oh my gosh. So sold a movie ticket. You worked at a movie theater, sold a movie ticket. There was never been snowboarding. And then your first one was what?
I've run a race with Apollo Ohno.
Apollo Ohno. I'm going to go with the last one. Carmelo last Anthony. One?
The last one is true.
Really? False. Oh.
I didn't sell him his ticket.
Oh, you were just there.
I was just there.
Oh.
I was going to say, I've heard the stories of Carmelo. Well done.
Let's go.
He's two for two.
Yeah.
We better not mess this up.
All right, Matt.
Oh, man. All right. Game time. Let's go.
This All one's right. for the good guys.
Yep. All right. All right. So I learned how to video edit 13 years ago by volunteering at a local broadcast station where they promptly threw me into the fire and placed me in charge of editing their primetime cooking show.
Okay.
The second one. I've been an extra in two comedy movies whose job it was to walk in the background. Both of those films were filmed in my city of Grand Rapids. They are the movies That's Him and 30 Minutes or Less. And the last one is I was a voice actor on a coming-of-age animated television series that I spent 3 weeks recording for, and it still has never been released.
Mm. Ooh. He seems like a pro at this game.
Yeah, he's really good.
I kind of think it's the first one, and I'm thinking because like maybe it's not a cooking show. How many primetime cooking shows are there?
Lots of them.
Are there?
Probably.
What do you think?
So I will say I have changed this from how it's been on previous ones where there's no slight tweaking. It is completely false.
Oh, okay. It's all or nothing.
Or completely true.
Okay.
So you said the first one was the primetime cooking show.
Mm-hmm.
For a local broadcast. So local this broadcast isn't like
where he learned editing.
Right.
Okay.
And then 13 years ago.
13. Okay. And then number two, I was
an extra in two comedy movies where my job was to simply walk in the background at a distance. Both of those were filmed in my city of Grand Rapids, and those films are That's Him and 30 Minutes or Less.
Okay.
And the third one is I was a voice actor on a coming-of-age television animated show that I spent 3 weeks recording for, and it still has not been released.
I'm going to say number one.
I think it's two. Watch it be three.
It is number two. That is the lie. So, Johnny, you got it.
Atta boy.
Dang it. I was so close.
Yeah.
It's all Johnny's fault.
That's right.
But
nice.
Good work.
That's awesome.
The thing I have in common with Dexter.
Yes, I was going to ask.
Don't look at my freezer. No.
You don't just say that, no.
The correct thing is our both of our coffee orders, we're both, the first order is a white chocolate mocha.
Nice.
We were watching Dexter one day, and he ordered that because that's what he orders, and my wife and I just looked at each other.
Oh, my goodness.
Because that's
like,
my thing.
There's too much in that show that I'm like...
There's so much.
I was like, this is probably not going to be the direction that you go in. It's airing out all of a sudden all your dark secrets on my podcast episode.
Or just don't answer it.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, fellas, that is a show. Before we wrap up, big thank you to all our Patreon supporters. If you want to support the show, you can for as little as $1 a month, which will gain you access to our Discord. Link will be in the show notes. Special thanks to our Coach's Corner supporters, Clifford Mert, Friends 673, Eastwood, Mama Climbs, Mosh Pit 37, Uncle B-Stud, E110, Hisuian Ryan, and O. Graves. Our Patreon producers are Thanks Obama, Kittens and High Fives, King Tom, and our Discord admins are Reyes 683, Siegel, Fish on a Heater, and Lyles Jeff 3. For more exciting content, you can find us on Twitch at twitch.tv/btwpvp, where we stream every week. And please subscribe to our YouTube channel, where we drop the video version of the podcast, as well as additional videos and series throughout the week as well. The link will be in the show notes below. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at btwpvppodcast. You can email us at info@btwpvp.com. Links to our merch store, Patreon, and our friends at Palatown PvP will be in the show notes, as well as on our brand new website, btwpvp.com. If becoming a Patreon isn't something that you can do, but you want to still help out the show, you can continue spreading the word and give us a review on whatever podcast platform you listen to us on. It really helps us out, and we deeply appreciate all the love and support you continue to give us. Finally, thank you all for listening to the executive edition of the BTW Beginner to Winner PvP podcast. I'm Matthew Breaker.
I'm John, a.k.a. Old Johnny Oneball.
And I'm JT, Shadow Prime 34. And until next time, good luck and get good.
Fellas, thanks so much for recording with me. This was awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
This so you great. Didn't want to do the get huge at the end?
I panicked. I'm not gonna lie, because I was just like, oh my gosh. So it was a lot of like kind of like a stimulus that was going on.